VOA News via remote.
North Korean state media reported Wednesday the missile the North fired off its east coast a day earlier was a newly developed hypersonic missile. South Korea's military says that North Korea fired that missile towards the sea off its east coast as Pyongyang called on the United States and the South to scrap their double standards on weapons programs to restart diplomatic talks. State media KCNA claims the development of the weapon system increases North Korea's defense capabilities. Leader Kim Jong-un did not inspect the launch, according to the report. North Korea and South Korea both test-fired ballistic missiles on September 15th. It's the latest volley in an arms race in which both nations have developed increasingly sophisticated weapons, while efforts prove fruitless to get talks going on defusing the tensions. An independent commission said on Tuesday more than 80 aid workers, including some employed by the World Health Organization, were involved in sexual abuse and exploitation during an Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The probe was prompted by an investigation last year when 50 women accused aid workers from the WHO and other charities of demanding sex in exchange for jobs between the years 2018 and 2020. It is a long-awaited report. The commission found that at least 21 of 83 suspected perpetrators were employed by the WHO, and that the abuses, which included 9 allegations of rape, were committed by both national and international staff. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus apologized to the victims. Also, he planned to refer the rape allegations to Congo and to the countries of the suspects. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Colombian protesters returned to the streets of major cities Tuesday to once again demand that Congress approve union-backed social policies to benefit the poorest. The marchers, their numbers much reduced from a peak earlier this year, also demonstrated against a nearly $4 billion tax reform approved this month by Congress and passed into law. Unions say it does not do enough for the working class. Large protests between April and June led to the withdrawal of an initial version of the tax reform and prompted the resignation of the finance minister. At least 29 people were killed in connection with those protests, with many deaths blamed on excessive use of force by police, while road blockades led to shortages around the country. France is planning to reduce the number of visas issued to people in North Africa because governments there are refusing to take back migrants expelled from France. The move announced Tuesday comes amid pressure from far-right politicians on centrist President Emmanuel Macron to implement tougher immigration rules and creates new tensions between France and its North African neighbors. Morocco's foreign minister slammed the decision as unjustified. Government officials say starting in a few weeks, the French government plans to slash the number of visas given to Algerians and Moroccans by half and to Tunisians by 30%. All three countries were part of France's colonial empire, and many Europe-bound migrants and other visitors coming from North African nations have family or other ties in France. A senior official in the French presidency claims that France wants North African countries to take back people flagged for extremism and expressed hope that a solution could be found soon. Haiti's general election, which had been scheduled for November 7th, has been postponed after the Prime Minister Ariel Henry dismissed the council that organizes elections, which many in the country had felt was too partisan. Henry promised to appoint a new electoral council that he says will be nonpartisan and would set a new date for elections. The impoverished Caribbean nation of 11 million has been mired in political crises for years and failed to hold legislative elections in late 2019, leading the president, Jovenel Moïse, to begin ruling by decree. Then in July, Moïse was assassinated, plunging Haiti deeper into a constitutional crisis with no elected president or parliament. There is more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.